This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. ISRO launched United States AST Space Mobile Bluebird Block 2 communications satellite through its commercial arm New Space India Limited from Sriharikota, Andhra Pradesh this morning. This was the sixth operational flight of LVM3, highlighting ISRO's proven and reliable launch capability. The mission is notable as Bluebird Block 2 is the largest commercial communications satellite deployed in low Earth orbit. It is also the heaviest payload launched by LVM3 from Indian soil. Bluebird Block 2 belongs to AST Space Mobile of the United States. The satellite is part of a global LEO constellation. With ISRO support, the system will enable direct-to-mobile connectivity, providing 4G and 5G calls, messages, video and data services worldwide. The Reserve Bank of India has announced a fresh set of measures to ease tight liquidity conditions in the banking system. It has unveiled a plan to inject nearly 3 trillion rupees over the coming weeks through a combination of open market operations and a foreign exchange swap. Under the proposed plan, the central bank will purchase government securities worth 2 trillion rupees through open market operations.
After a review of current liquidity and financial conditions, the RBI has decided that government security purchases will be conducted in 4 tranches of 50,000 crore rupees each, which will be held on 29th December 2025, 5th of January 2026, 12th of January 2026, and 22nd of January 2026. The dollar rupee swap auction will be held on 13th January 2026. The Reserve Bank has said it would continue to monitor evolving liquidity and market conditions and take measures as appropriate to ensure orderly liquidity conditions. Prarthana, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Panchkula today to take part in a series of official programs covering a conference on the cooperative sector and Haryana police passing out parade. He will also unveil the statue of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. The visit will conclude with Mr. Shah's participation in the Haryana government state-level program to mark Veer Bal Diwas. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu has informed that in the last 1 week, he held meetings with teams from new airlines aspiring to take wings in Indian skies. These airlines include Shank Air, Al Hind Air and Fly Express. In a social media post, the minister further informed that these airlines have already received NOC from the ministry. Mr. Naidu added that the ministry is encouraging more airlines in Indian aviation, which is amongst the fastest growing aviation markets in the world, under the policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In United States, Trump administration has announced sweeping changes to the H-1B work visa selection process, replacing the long-standing random lottery with a weighted system that prioritizes higher-skilled and higher-paid foreign workers. The move, Department of Homeland Security said, is aimed to better protecting the wages, working conditions and job opportunities of American workers while strengthening the integrity of the H-1B non-immigrant visa program. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services spokesman Matthew Trajasur said the existing random selection process of H-1B registrations was exploited and abused by U.S. employers who were primarily seeking to import foreign workers at lower wages than they would pay American workers. Under the new regulation, H-1B visas will no longer be awarded through a purely random draw, as has been the practice over the past 2 decades. In chess, Indian grandmasters R. Pragnananda and Anish Giri's Alpine SG Pipers clinched the Global Chess League 2025 Season 3 title, beating defending champions Triveni Continental Kings in the finals in Mumbai yesterday. In women's cricket, India defeated Sri Lanka by 7 wickets in the second T20 international of the 5-match series in Visakhapatnam last night. Chasing the target of 129 runs set by Sri Lanka, India reached the target in 11.5 overs. With this win, India is leading the 5-match series 2-0. India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.